Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Weirs Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis family situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at wvr.org. And now, without further delay, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Folks, this evening I have two lovely young adults here in the studio with me, James and Heather. If I had introduced them to you just a few months ago, they would have had different last names. But in the sovereign providence and kindness of God, they are now man and wife. And I am so glad that I can introduce them to you. I didn't introduce them to each other, but they did meet here at the ranch. So Mr. and Mrs. James Bingaman are here in the studio with me, and they've almost got the giggles. Now, Heather, you were at the ranch before James was.
Yes, sir.
You came here from?
From Arizona.
From Arizona. That's a long way.
Yes, it is.
God brought you partway, almost here, put you in a neighboring state when you were going to school at?
At Asbury University in Central Kentucky.
Okay. And while you were there, you got a degree in?
In music and vocal performance.
Excellent. And so you came here after college, almost a little reluctantly. A friend of yours who was here as a mentor encouraged you to come, thought it would be a good thing. You prayed about it, and God kind of coerced you into coming.
Yes, sir.
So you came, and after you got here, did you think, hey, this isn't so bad?
I did. It was a great place.
Praise the Lord. Well, we're glad you came. And that first year that you were mentoring, you were doing an excellent job and getting great reviews. And we asked you about staying for another year and helping us develop what?
A fine arts program.
And so you've been doing that.
I've been trying.
It's definitely a labor of love, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we're very glad you're doing that. And God kind of rewarded that, didn't he?
Yes.
Because while you were here doing that, someone else showed up as a summer mentor. Now, we encourage our mentors to come for a year. But sometimes we let somebody come for sort of a preview experience, someone who comes as a summer mentor. And one such individual was James Bingaman, who came to us from?
Bay Minette, Alabama.
Bay Minette, Alabama?
Yes, sir.
Is that down close to Mobile?
Mobile, yes, sir.
I said that on purpose, folks. I know Mobile, believe me. But you came here from South Alabama.
Yes, sir.
And what were your... Well, first of all, how did you hear about the ranch, James?
So me and my family went to a family camp that my grandfather told us about, and you were actually talking there, and my parents met you there. And then several years later, my mom happened to hear about the mentor program, and I was looking for an internship for the summer, and she was like, hey, why don't you check this out? So
we're glad you did, but not as glad as you probably, because you came here, and there was this lovely, godly young lady that you kind of fell in love with, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
And God confirmed it, and you all grew in your friendship and relationship. It's actually okay for mentors to find each other attractive. We think that's a good thing sometimes, as long as they keep their mind on their work and take care of the kids. So the two of you, very quickly, I might add, fell for each other, and everybody could tell that you were in love. And we didn't say, oh, don't do that. Oh, don't do that. We didn't tell either of you that. We prayed for you, and lo and behold, last summer, you got married. Here at the ranch, in the chapel, it was beautiful. I was there. It was great. I got to do the premarital counseling with these two. And so I'm very happy for them. Tell me a little bit about what you're thankful for, James.
I mean, there's so much. Like, I'm glad that I'm back in the same house that I worked in last summer. Mm-hmm. One thing that I was worried about whenever I came here was, you know, last summer I had Heather as my co-mentor. I'm like, we got along great, obviously. But I was like, okay, how am I going to get along with this new co-mentor who is also a female? How's that going to interact with the relationship? But I'm thankful that Skylie, my co-mentor, is in a very serious, godly relationship with her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Her boyfriend's also glad that I'm married. But in that, Skylie and I get along so well, and I'm glad that I'm working with the Hickses again.
Mm-hmm.
I love spending time with them, so I'm very thankful for the situation for work I'm in.
Praise God. You didn't mention one of the things you're thankful for that I'm sure you're thankful for that I've been talking about. You want to say anything about that?
I just thought that was a given. But yeah, no, I'm definitely thankful for my wife. That's for sure.
You enjoying being married?
Yes, sir.
Do you like marriage over singleness?
Yes, sir.
It's even better?
Yes, sir.
I mean, being in love when you're single is fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Being in love when you're married is even better, isn't
so
it?
So much better.
Amen. All right. Heather, tell us, when you came to the ranch, did you think you were going to meet your husband here?
I did not. My friend who told me about the ranch actually described it as a nunnery because there are so many single women who work here, and most of them don't have any prospects, at least on campus, because there aren't very many single men at all mm-hmm. in their age range. So I had no expectations on that front.
But God, who is rich in mercy mm-hmm. and loves us so much, knew exactly what you needed and what James needed. And so he brought the two of you together. Heather, as you've been working with the kids here at the ranch year-round, one of the things that you got some specialized training in was what?
It's a brain training program called PACE. It's a series of games and challenges and mental exercises that work to improve cognitive abilities in, well, kids in my case, but it could work on anyone, to make your brain work faster and more efficiently.
Do you feel like that has actually been helpful in working with some of these kids?
I really do think so.
I think a lot of our children come from situations that have included some real trauma. And sometimes they can have some gaps in their learning and some roadblocks, some obstacles to learning. And a program like this can be therapeutic in helping them get past some of those roadblocks and fill in some of those gaps. And so we're very grateful that Heather's response when we said, you know, we'd like for someone to be trained in this, would you be willing to go and receive the training? We paid for it, but Heather was the one who had to use her brain to do it. And so she went, she got the training, she put it to work right away when she came back. We had some kids who needed that and who have benefited. So again, I want our listeners to know this is an example of the kind of thing that God does through people who are surrendered to Him and ready to sacrificially meet the needs of others. And so those of you out there who pray for us, I hope this gives you a bit of insight into what's happening here and the kind of people. Tell me, James, is there a situation that you've gone through in your life where giving thanks didn't come naturally and you had to do it anyway?
I mean, my family's kind of going through one right now. My grandmother's dealing with cancer right now, so, and the chemo hasn't been working. So it's getting to that point where we're just kind of trying to ease the pain. So that's definitely a situation that's pretty hard to be thankful for,
mm-hmm.
but trying the best to be thankful for the time that we do have with her.
Amen. So. Amen. And, Heather, what about you? Have you been through some things where it was difficult to give thanks?
There have been several times. The one that comes to mind first is when I was in high school, my family actually moved from Missouri to New Hampshire my junior year of high school,
wow.
which is a huge move. And I had to leave all my friends behind and all of that and all these complications that come along with that. And then I had to move to where it's cold and snowy all the time, which was horrible. But but through that, I learned to be thankful in the little situations because I still had my family and I still had the opportunities. The opportunities were actually better because I was in a smaller school, so there were mm-hmm. there was less competition in like the theater and the music sphere and everything. So I learned to be thankful through that, and then it was God's plan to show me a new culture. Mm-hmm. In New England than what I'd grown up in.
Mm-hmm. So God knows what He's doing even when it doesn't feel comfortable.
Absolutely.
Praise the Lord. The reason I'm asking these questions of the folks I'm interviewing is because I want you, our listeners, to know that whatever you're going through, you may not feel like giving thanks, but you need to be thankful. God tells us to be thankful, not because he has some ego need that's got to be satisfied, but because when we are thankful, it absolutely changes our perspective. It totally transforms our insides. We are designed for worship. And part of that worship is giving thanks to God. So I want to encourage you, whatever you're going through this evening, to know that God cares deeply about you and that his wisdom is greater than ours and his love for you is more than you can comprehend. Give him thanks for what he has done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life in atonement for sin and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord. Folks, it's a great privilege for me to be able to come each evening and bring God's Word on these stations. I am so thankful that I have the opportunity to do that. But if you listen regularly, you know that my life day-to-day is involved in trying to minister to kids who come from very difficult situations. I want to ask you to please help us. Contact us at wvr.org and find out how you can be part of the miracle. WVR.org. Please help us help these children.
To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is.
And he's holding out. All right, I'm going to introduce a couple of lovely young ladies who are in the studio with me this evening, Ashley Beeman and Erica Williamson. Thank you, ladies, for coming on over here. And I'm sure someone responsible is watching your children.
Hopefully.
Now, Ashley, you came to the ranch from where?
I came from Pennsylvania.
What part of Pennsylvania?
Pittsburgh area.
Pittsburgh, western Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir.
Not right in Pittsburgh, though.
No, on the outskirts in a town called Newcastle, Pennsylvania.
Okay. The reason I say that is because I know we have people from western Pennsylvania who listen to this broadcast. Mm-hmm. And they're wondering, yeah, but is there anybody there who can relate to me? Could someone from where I'm from be involved in something like this? And the answer is yes, absolutely. You've been here how long?
About a year and 3 months now. I came in August of 2018.
And after you'd been here a while, you asked if you could meet with me because you felt like God was stirring in your heart that this is a place that you'd like to what?
Stay. Yes, I love the ranch.
The mentoring position is typically a one-year position. If somebody does a really great job, we sometimes ask them if they would stay for a second year. You're in your second year, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
All right. What did I say about the possibility of your staying? Did that seem like, no, that can't happen?
No, it did happen. So.
It did happen. Okay. I just want to be clear because some people I know feel like, well, you know, maybe I could invest some time in a place like that, doing something like that. But I don't know if that would be a place that I'd want to be, you know, really long term.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know when you came, but after you'd been here a while, you felt like, yeah, this is a place I could see myself for a long time to come.
Definitely.
That gave us joy. Mm-hmm. We're really glad you're here. So God bless you. Thanks, Ashley. We're going to talk more in a moment. Erica, you came here from?
So most recently, I went to college in South Carolina, and I'm from Minnesota.
Minnesota?
Yes, sir.
How do you say that?
Minnesota. Minnesota.
I've actually been to Minnesota.
Have you?
When it wasn't snowing.
That's the best time to go.
Exactly. That's when I wanted. I have a cousin who lives up there. And I just think that's utterly amazing. But he and I are actually half Norwegian, so I guess it's okay.
It fits right in.
Yeah. Now, you came here after college in South Carolina,
yes,
at
sir.
Columbia International University.
Mm-hmm.
And how'd you hear about the ranch?
So I heard about the ranch from a lady in my church while I was in college, actually my house dad's mom. So her name is Miss Barb. And I was I was in my senior year planning on going right into getting a master's, thinking, I don't know if I want to be an elementary education teacher in the most traditional way. So I just started praying for something that was outdoor, had an outdoors aspect, that had unconventional teaching, where I could work more one-on-one with kids, mm-hmm. tell them about Jesus. And Miss Barb told me about this mentor position in Tennessee at a children's home. And so I came to the mentor retreat and never looked back.
Praise the Lord. Yes. We are so glad you came.
I'm so glad
you agreed to stay for a second year. You're here also in your second year as a mentor. And we love having you.
Thanks. I love being here.
Now, you're in, Ashley, you're in Pleasant Hill.
Yes.
And how many girls are in Pleasant Hill right now?
I have six girls who are all teenagers in Pleasant Hill right now.
Six teenage girls.
Yes, sir. It's interesting.
and you're still smiling.
Yes.
They're really actually precious, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. I just recently, my wife and I took two of the kids who'd memorized the Sermon on the Mount to Florida for their reward. And it really was enjoyable. As my wife said, they were a lot better behaved than I thought. So it was very nice. And you've been doing a great job over there. Erica, you are at Laurel Ridge,
yes.
our other girls' home. And how many girls live at Laurel Ridge?
We have five students, and my house parents have three of their own kids. So eight total.
Eight kids in the home. One of them is not a girl.
There, my house parent's son, Canyon, he is not a girl.
And so he has his own bedroom.
Yes, sir. He's a 13-year-old living surrounded by a bunch of sisters, so.
Yeah, I know that his dad is thankful for him and he's thankful for his dad.
Yes, that is true.
And Canyon is all boy, definitely.
Definitely.
But I think it's good for girls to have a brother, and I think it's good for brothers to have a sister.
That's right.
So that's been good. The Lord is good. Mm-hmm. Now, as you all work in the home as mentors, do you, 2 days a week, you're it. Mm-hmm. You're on. Because the house parents have 2 days a week off.
Right.
When do you get off?
We're off on the weekends, and so we also get 2 days a week that we use to explore the national park, and just hang out and be refreshed.
I see pictures on Facebook all the time of you all doing some really remarkable hiking. Chimney Tops, Charlie's Bunyan, all kinds of stuff, and you look like you're having fun.
It's the most fun ever.
Yes.
Well, I think it's tremendous. I'm really proud of you. And I think it sets a great example for the kids, because we want these kids to understand that God's creation is to be enjoyed.
Amen.
You know, you're not just supposed to sit there with electronics and kind of divorce yourself from the people around you and from the beautiful, beautiful world that God has put before us. And we happen to be blessed to live in one of the prettiest places on earth.
Absolutely.
I think our listeners should know that everybody who comes here comes with their own baggage. We're trying to help these kids with their situations, but all of us need a Savior too.
Amen.
And all of us are in the process of a journey. We're all growing. Miss Ashley, have there been some times in your life when giving thanks was important, but it just didn't feel like the natural response?
Definitely.
Talk with us about that.
Yeah, I think the hardest time to give thanks is often when the future is unknown. And so I'm a planner. I like to have a plan. And when I don't, I can sometimes just be anxious or discouraged. Mm-hmm. But God is often really faithful, and sometimes gently and sometimes not so gently reminds me that He's the one who orders our steps, as many plans as I make in my mind. And it just reorients me to remember that, like, God is faithful. He has proven Himself faithful over and over again, and that He's good and I can trust Him. And so when I am thinking on that truth, then I can be thankful even when I'm not sure what's next.
Amen. Amen. And I know one of the things that you have received training in and have a real heart for is biblical counseling.
Yes, sir.
Would you say that the ranch is a place where you get to put that into practice?
Every day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Erica, now you also have a real interest, not only in education, but in biblical counseling.
Absolutely.
When you were looking at doing a master's degree, was it biblical counseling that you were looking at as one of the options?
Yes, sir. Originally, education, and as I grew to be more interested in biblical counseling, the ranch seemed like a good spot to test the waters and see how it worked in practical real-life situations.
Does it work in practical real
life?
It
does.
Is God's word applicable?
Amen. It
is. To all of life.
It is.
I mean, whatever you're wrestling with, the answers are in God.
The only hope for me, the only hope for the kids.
Yeah.
So.
Amen. Is there a scripture, Erica, that you're especially clinging to at this time?
I am clinging to Psalm 73.
Mm-hmm.
I love the, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
Amen. Amen. Ashley, any particular scripture that God has been pointing you to?
Yeah, the verse that I regularly go back to is Romans 8:28, that all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And just that little word, all.
Amen.
So, no matter what it feels like, it's good and it's making us, conforming us into the image of Christ.
Amen. Again, I know a lot of people get irritated about that verse because it doesn't jive with what we feel sometimes. But if you're ruled by your feelings, you're in trouble.
Absolutely.
You're in serious trouble. It's not that we have to deny our feelings. And, you know, Ashley, you're a very joyful, lovely, encouraging person. But I think if somebody was giving out medallions for the most smiles, it is very possible that Erica will win the prize, at least this year. And so I just want to clarify, because people can't see you, Erica. But, I mean, this lady is just radiant with joy. And I've decided it's really all about brain chemistry. It's because she naturally feels giddy all the time.
No.
Is that not the case?
No, sir.
Really? Would you say that joy is a choice?
Amen. It is a choice. And only through the Lord can we have real joy.
Do you ever feel sad?
Yes, sir.
Do you ever feel down?
Very much.
Do you ever feel tired?
Yes.
Did
every
Jesus?
Day. Yes, he did.
He did.
He did.
And yet, the Lord tells us that we need to rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
Rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again. Rejoice. And folks, again, God isn't telling us how to feel. He's telling us what to do. Mm-hmm. He's reorienting our thoughts toward truth, because our feelings are a lousy gauge when it comes to truth. But God's word is the plumb line. And God's holiness is not something that is opposed to his love. If God weren't holy, all of us would be lost. If God were only holy, all of us would be lost. But God is holy, holy, holy. And God is love. And that's not a tension in his being. It is a revelation of his being. And we need to recognize that and worship him and give him thanks and praise. So thank you, ladies, for the work that you're doing here. Thank you for your faithfulness to our Lord and to the calling that he's placed on your life. Know that we are deeply grateful for you, and I'm asking our listeners to pray for Ashley and for Erica and to know that the work that they are doing is the Lord's work. And therefore, they need your prayers. And I want to ask you to help us as we come toward year end, as the Lord directs. If you say, well, I don't know if I'm supposed to give anything to the ranch. Well, fine. Just ask the Lord and do whatever he tells you. God bless you. Have a great night. And if we can be of help to you, don't hesitate to write or to call. God bless. You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments that you want to make, I want to invite our listeners to call 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at wvr.org.